Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
Horse Players, join the National Horse Players Championship Tour and take the first step at becoming a legend. For as little as $50 annually, your NHC Tour membership opens the door to qualifying for the world's richest and most prestigious handicapping tournament of the year, the National Horse Players Championship in Las Vegas. The year-long series of NTRA-sanctioned qualifying tournaments held at racetracks, off-track betting facilities, horse racing and handicapping websites, and casino books send the top qualifiers to the national finals. To win an entry into the NHC, you must be a tour member. Sign up today at NTRA.com and get qualified for the 2026 NHC to be held in March in Las Vegas. The National Horse Players Championship, where millions of dollars are won and eclipsed champions are crowned. Have you heard the news? You can get free Formulator Pass performances with DRF bets. Sign up to get the best bonus in racing with a $250 deposit match and a $10 free bet, plus free Formulator Pass performances. Enjoy all the perks of using Formulator with projected odds, trainer patterns, race and horse notes, replays, and more. Never pay for past performances again. Just use the promo code WINNING when you register at drf.com/bet. That's winning at drf.com/bet. It's post time for Thoroughbred Los Angeles, the most informative and profitable hour of horse racing found anywhere. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Del Mar. Welcome back to where the turf meets the surf. Live racing now through September 7th. By the South Point Hotel and Casino in Las Vegas, where the action never stops. By Daily Racing Form, exclusive past performance content provider for Thoroughbred LA. By the Pamplemousse Grill, a guaranteed winning dining experience every time. By Legacy Ranch, get your horses started right at Legacy Ranch. And by HorseBills.com, enjoy billing made easy through HorseBills.com. By Today's Racing Digest, a handicapping lesson in every issue. By the OC Tavern, satellite wagering is back in San Clemente. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association, it pays to own a cowbred. By the Ragazin Sheets, the most effective handicapping tool available. Get the sheets. By the Gas Lamp Tavern, satellite wagering is now available in downtown San Diego. By the National Thoroughbred Racing Association, join the NHC Tour and win your way to the 2026 National Handicappers Championship in Las Vegas through horseplayers.com. By Los Alamitos Night Quarter Horse Racing, sometimes your best day of racing is at night. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com, selections from Southern California and key race meets across the country each racing day. And by the Derby Room at Fairplex Park in Pomona, where every horse player gets the VIP treatment. And now, here are your hosts, Bob Ike and John Lindo.
And welcome to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. I'm Bob Ike, joined by my regular co-host, John Lindo. We are live from the Del Mar Press Box. John, missed you on site last week. Welcome back.
Oh, thank you very much. I hate having to go on the road when they're running at Del Mar, but had to do some family stuff, got back, and where we want to be in the press box watching workouts, getting ready for the day.
Day 10 of the 31-day meet. John, we've seen a lot already, but a lot of great stuff coming up. Today, 2 p.m., first post at Del Mar, 11 races on the card, headed by the Grade 1 Clement L. Hirsch. That goes as the 10th race today, $400,000. $1,000 added going a mile and a 16th for fillies and mares. We also have an undercard, a nice cowbred stakes called the Cal Dreamin'. That's race 9, a mile and a 16th on the turf going for $150,000. John, just an absolutely huge card at Saratoga today. It's Whitney Day, 13 races and 4 grade 1s.
Right, they start in about 5 minutes or even less, and they'll be racing all through the day. 4 grade 1s, including the Whitney, the test stakes for 3-year-old fillies, the Saratoga Derby going long on the grass. You have the 4-star day for the older horses, and, a little Saratoga special grade 2 earlier on the card. So they're loaded today. We're going to see good horses from dawn till dusk.
And, John, it's at Ellis Park. It is Kentucky Downs Preview Day. They've got a 10-race card. We'll also have coverage from Gulfstream Park. So we are all over the country today. Let's go ahead and call it a sensory overload Saturday.
It's a typical Saturday in the summertime, isn't it?
All right, John. So last week, while you were away, I know you were taking all the races in, and we saw Sovereignty come back and do his thing in the Gin Bandy.
Right. You know, I don't think he was 100% cranked, but he got the job done. He just sat off the pace a little bit. Actually got shuffled back to last for a few strides down the backside, followed by Aza, who went first and just circled the field, and he basically won with something left. I thought it was the perfect prep for the Travers. You watch trainer Bill Mott do his thing, and he has his horses ready for the big races for the big days, and he is sitting on go for the Travers Stakes coming up in a couple of weeks.
Here at Del Mar, we saw Niso stretch out again successfully and outclass that field in the San Diego, kind of sat in the pocket when things opened up. He went about his business.
Right, and I thought Bob Baffert got a lot of schooling into Niso in that race at the San Diego, followed his stablemate Muramati, sat down on the inside, ate a little dirt, got used to going the two turns, found the split at the top of the lane, pulled away to win easily. He's an ultra-talented horse, Bob. We're going to find out if he can get the mile and a quarter in the Pacific Classic. But once again, I think that was a perfect prep to what the main goal is going to be.
And potentially a head-to-head matchup with Journalism in the Pacific Classic if they decide that's the route they're going to take.
Right. Well, I'm sure the Connections were watching both the Gin Bandy and the San Diego last week, because one way or the other, if they go to the Travers or they stay for the Pacific Classic, they know who the horses are that they have to beat.
John, a very, very significant development was announced by Del Mar on Tuesday to take action against the CAW betting, at least in the win pool, where we've seen horses drop dramatically in the last cycle. There had been tons of complaints about it. Del Mar reacted, and I think in a very positive way, cutting out the CAW groups from the win pool only, but 2 minutes before post. John, I got to say, watching races the last 2 days has been a pleasure. When you know pretty much what your price you're going to get when they're walking in the gate is the price you're going to get when they cross the finish line.
Right. You had Del Mar president Josh Rubenstein on your show on Sunday, and they were talking about different solutions. They came out with this announcement on Tuesday, went into effect for Thursday's races. And you're right, Bob, with 2 minutes to post, when you see what the odds are, that's basically what they're going to be when the gates open. Very little fluctuations the first 2 days. I've made more win bets the last 2 days than I did the first 2 weeks of the meet. So obviously it makes sense to me. I can trust what I'm seeing on the board. There have been some fluctuations in other pools, but those were going on anyways. At least they've opened up another pool for the horse player where they can trust with confidence what they're seeing as to what they might get.
And you've seen in studies and reports a guy named Marshall Graham, who's a professor but also a horse player, a numbers guy, just the amount of money that cycles through in that last swing of odds down dramatically, whereas where the CAW guys could hit up to 30% of that pool going in the last cycle, way, way down. So you're not going to see those fluctuation in odds.
Yeah, and that's a good thing for all the horse players. I mean, again, it's a matter of trust and confidence. And to be honest with you, I was afraid to make some win bets because you feel like you lost when you won if you were betting a 4-to-1 shot and you got 5-to-2. So let's see how this works going forward, but only positives for me so far on that.
Now, there was an interesting situation on Thursday where it was kind of a day of chaos here. The pick 6 carried over. It looked like the pick 5 would surely carry over. There was one horse covered, and it was a 12 or 14 horse field, John. One horse was covered, and that horse, lo and behold, got the money. It was reported by Steve Anderson in DRF the next day that that was a CAW syndicate that had put up 108,000. Now, that's not just one ticket, John. That's spread out. That money is spread out. That's 216,000 50-cent combinations
right.
that are weighted differently, but there was just one combination that was covered by them. They got the whole pool at $476,000.
Right, and you know, it's just amazing to me that you can put in over 200,000 individual tickets in the pick five. You take yesterday, for example, the late pick five, just paid over $400. If you play $100,000 in tickets, you better hit that $400 a bunch of times to make it even semi-worthwhile. But it just goes to show you that the power of the batch betting or the CAW groups and what they can put into pools. And, you know, again, they're allowed to play in the exactas and the tries and some of the exotic bets. So there are going to be fluctuations there. And just as horse players, you have to decide where you want to go wading into what pool and see what you want to play.
And remember, John, they're just trying to break even because
right.
of the rebate money. So putting up 108,000, if they were to get 105, 110,000 back, that would be great. They got the bonus on this. Actually, it's not a great investment only getting 7-2 on your money, putting up that much money, even taking down the whole pool. Worked out to be about a 7-2 shot.
Yeah, but if you're doing that every day, you're not going to get $476,000 payoffs. So you're going to seed that slot machine a few times before it gets paid off.
No doubt about it, John. A really nice announcement by First Racing that both Santa Anita and Gulfstream are going to name races after Wayne Lucas. At Santa Anita, the Santa Monica will be changed, and at Gulfstream Park, the La Prevoyante races were. Those guys won those races a number of times. Lucas won the Santa Monica all kinds of times, and Clement won that long-distance turf race at Gulfstream a number of times. So it seems very appropriate, those name changes coming up next year.
Yeah, I'm glad they're proactive on this, and we didn't have to fight for that. I mean, Dwayne Lucas was such a factor in Southern California before he shifted his base back to the Midwest, but he won the Santa Monica six times, including a horse named Serena Song, who I know you're very familiar with, and Christophe Clement, known for his work with route horses on the grass. La Prevoyante is a race that he's won several times, and both races make sense. I'm great to see that they're honoring these guys, and the names will live on, and I'm glad to see tracks recognizing people that got them to where they are now.
John, next segment is always our cowbred of the week, but let's mention a cowbred who won yesterday in the connections of Aggie Ordonez and Kent DeSormo. Hard to beat them. They're 2-for-2 at the meet, winning a stakes race with Almond Joy, and then yesterday, Vodka Vodka in a dominating performance.
Kent DeSormo, the highest percentage rider at Del Mar. He's had two mounts at the meet, both for Aggie Ordonez, two wins. And you're right, Vodka Vodka made the lead from the inside yesterday, and she just kept going and opened up. She was powerful, and we saw Almond Joy win the stakes race earlier in the meet for Aggie Ordonez, a Northern California-based trainer before obviously things shut down up there. Great to see her doing good work down here and bringing some nice horses. And, boy, those are two good, solid cowbreds.
You better pay attention to her horses because she has a low-profile barn.
Yeah.
That horse, Vodka Vodka, could not have looked any better in the flesh yesterday. Just looked absolutely phenomenal for the comeback race. So Aggie Ordonez definitely knows what she's doing. Well, John, let's get into some handicapping and talk about the South Point as well, because your Lendo report there is free every race day, and you did some double duty today, not only Del Mar, but you dived in on that Saratoga card as well. So you are a busy guy, lots of races to go through. Let's get the phone number for the South Point, and then you gave us a winner last week, Young Love, here at Del Mar, so let's try to make it 2 weeks in a row, John.
Well, the number at the South Point, 866-780-7223. You can ask for Steve Johnson. He won't be at the race book tomorrow. He'll be here at Del Mar, and our buddy from the Rampart, Dwayne Colucci, out here as well. So we're getting those Nevada visitors. It's 107 there. Cool. We're 72 here.
They look
here.
And they see that simulcast feed too, John. And, you know, they play it before Kurt's seminar, that shot of Dog Beach over
Yes.
there with the lifeguard tower. And It looks pretty enticing, doesn't it?
It's the best Chamber of Commerce advertising they can get, showing those the water and everybody playing out there. So those guys will be taking advantage of it. But you can pick up both the Linda reports there at the South Point. Or you can go to todaysracingdigest.com, where your picks are available, Bob Mazursky and I, all at todaysracingdigest.com. I'm going to look at one of the stakes races today, Bob, the ninth race, the California Dreamin' Stakes. Kings River Knight, obviously the one to beat, comes off a win in the Bertrando at Los Alamitos. But he was really erratic that day. He was kind of ducking in and out down the stretch. And as a 7-year-old gelding, it just, you know, I didn't know what got into him. I don't know if he's vulnerable today, but at a low price, I just think he's worth trying to beat. I'm going to go with number 10, Pure Madness, coming back off the layoff for Brian Corner. This is a lightly raced 4-year-old. He's undefeated around two turns. He's undefeated on the turf. He's got speed, but he's tactical. He doesn't have to have the lead. I think maybe he just follows Kings River Knight from the outside, follows him around, maybe tries to make the last run here. He's 15-1 on the program for the Corner Barn, who does good work coming off layoffs. So number 10, Pure Madness for me. Race number 9, the California Dreamin' at Del Mar. And, Bob, you have your sheet available today, so let's get a pick from you. And what do you have highlighted on your sheet?
Yeah, John, I just wanted to touch on the Cal Dreamin' for a second there. You mentioned the favorite, Kings River Knight, obviously a very good horse, 12 for 19 lifetime. But it looks to me like there's going to be a pretty legitimate pace in there. I mean, you've got Miss Joe's Curlin stretching out. Mr. Disrespectful's got speed. The favorite has speed. Your horse has tactical speed. So I don't think they're going to let the favorite walk on the lead today at all.
No, no. And he's gotten a lot of races where they were just kind of handed him the front end. And, you know, you take advantage of it when you do. And he has done that. And he's earned over $700,000. So, again, obviously, Kings River Knight, a very honest horse, but it's a little different scenario today, and maybe it opens the door for a little bit of a price.
Well, John, for me on my sheet today, I gave out races 7, 9, and 11 as my best plays. These are all nice, big, full turf fields today. I played $128 in the late pick 5. That's on races 7 through 11. Let's try to get a little bankroll leading up to that. I'm going to go to the third race on the card, a 1 3/8 turf race, and I'm going to try the old timer on the outside, number 8, Lamas. And I like the fact that Jeff Mullins claimed this horse. Mullins, to me, has always been, as long as he's been in Southern California, one of the best first-off-the-claim trainers. He's had time with this horse now, has not run since May 11th. The work tab looks very steady and very good. I'm sure the horse will look like $1 million when he comes out on the track. Kyle Frey rides back. The distance question, it is a question, John. I don't know if he's a 1 3/8 horse. He's never been this distance, but it's not exactly a field of powerhouse winners in here. A lot of them are kind of going through streaks where, including the favorite, Paxawalop, has not won in over 2 years. So I do think Paxawalop's definitely the horse to catch and the horse to beat, and that's probably your exacta contender. But for a gamble today, I'll go to the third race, number 8, Lamas, 6-1 on the morning line, first off the claim for Jeff Mullins. Well, let's go ahead, John, and take our first time out. When we come back, Bob Mazursky from Today's Racing Digest. We've also got Bruce Finkelstein from BetOnBruce.com. You are listening to a Saturday edition of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. You could be flying on an airplane, catching a fast train, or jumping in your car. Come on to Del Mar. Everybody's gonna have a smile on their face, cause somebody's gonna win every single time there's a race. Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf, where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar.
Celebrate local flavors and racetrack vibes with Savory Sundays at Del Mar. This Sunday in the Plaza de Mexico features delicious sliders from Ranch 45. Enjoy live music and drink specials, including $5 Kona beers and $10 off selected signature drinks. See you for a Savory Sunday at Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Where the turf meets the surf,
right now,
down at Old Del Mar.
From conception to the starting line, Legacy Ranch does it all. Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch sits on 145 beautifully manicured acres with lush paddocks for your mares and babies. The large pastures are irrigated year-round, and private paddocks are available too. Ranch manager Terry Knight is well-known throughout California as a top horseman and oversees the breaking and training of your young stock. The 5/8 mile training track is maintained to the highest standards under supervision of well-known track man Richard Tedesco and includes a starting gate and chute for gate workouts. Take a video tour of Legacy Ranch by going to LegacyRanchInc.com. Or better yet, farm owners Pete and Evelyn Perella invite you to schedule an in-person visit where you can meet Legacy Ranch Stallions Clubhouse Ride and the newest addition, Forbidden Kingdom. Contact Legacy Ranch at 510-928-4980 and start your journey to the winner's circle today. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona. Now more than ever, it pays to own a cowbred. The bonus for registered cowbreds or cow-sired horses winning maiden special weight races in restricted and open company is $15,000 at Santa Anita and Del Mar. The bonus is $10,000 for similar races at Los Alamitos and in Northern California. Have a foal by an out-of-state stallion? Make that foal a cowbred by breeding your mare back to a California stallion. It's that easy. Lucrative Breeders and Owners Awards are available for winning qualifying races in California. Take advantage of all the CTBA incentive programs to maximize your California racing earning power. For more information, contact CTBA at 626-445-7800 or log on to ctba.com. That's ctba.com.
G'day, this is Michael Rona, and you're listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA.
Welcome back, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo, and Phil Collins.
I love it.
Yeah. Live from Del Mar. Hey, John, Cowbred of the Week, and then we're going to have an honorable mention also, and they have a little something in common.
They do. Our Cowbred of the Week has to be Lovesick Blues, who won the Grade 1 Bing Crosby here last Saturday, which was a win and you're in for the Breeders' Cup Sprint. Lovesick Blues is by Grayson, out of the Minister's Wildcat Mare Queen of her castle, was bred by Nick Alexander, owned by Mia Familia Racing, trained by Labrador Barocchio. He's the first grade one winner for the sire Grayson. And again, he's in the Breeders' Cup Sprint off that victory. He now has earnings of $750,000 with 9 wins from 41 lifetime starts. And our honorable mention, how about Friday's Real Good Stakes winner, Speedy Wilson, who's a half brother to Lovesick Blues. A huge week for the family. Mm-hmm. Speedy Wilson by Tough Sunday out of Queen of Her Castle, owned and bred by Nick Alexander. So he kept this one. And trained by Phil D'Amato. Congratulations to Nick Alexander, owner, breeder, selling, getting all these good cowbreds out here into the races here in Southern California.
And if you took the time to read the preview article in DRF on the Real Good Deal, basically Phil D'Amato was telling you that Speedy Wilson could not lose that race. He said he was locked and loaded, and he certainly ran like that. Well, John, also a word from NTRA. We want to get people hooked up on that NTRA.com for the NHC in Vegas 2026, and there are some qualifiers today, including one here at Del Mar that you're going to be playing in.
Right. You have to be an NHC Tour member, so you go to NTRA.com if you're not a member and sign up. It's about $50 for the year, and you have to qualify to get into the National Horse Players Championship. You can't buy your way in. Some ways to do it today online at horsetourneys.com is the $250 Little Red Feather Cares Challenge Tournament. The money all goes to horse aftercare. It's based on the races here at Del Mar. I'm going to play with and that one, support our friends at Little Red Feather. That's $250 buy-in. There's a horseplayers.com tournament for $210 today online. And then if you're out at the Monmouth Park, there's a $500 hybrid tournament there. And Twin Spires also has an online tournament, the $800 Whitney Challenge, based on races at Saratoga. A lot of ways to get qualified for the National Horse Players Championship.
Let's bring in Bob Mazursky from today's Racing Digest. Good morning, Bob.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Doing really well, Bob, and wanted you to preview our Grade 1 race today at Del Mar, the Clement Hirsch. Not a big field, but certainly a lot of quality in here. A couple Bob Baffert's, Copion stretching out again. How'd you see the race?
Well, I picked Copion, and the only other time she routed, she did not run well, but I think she's a much better horse now. You know, she got beat last time by Sweet Azteca, but Sweet Azteca Freak, loves Los Al, set the track record again. Copion reportedly lost a shoe in the race and then was kind of floated wide by the winner, so I think she can bounce back today. I also think Ricci, one of the Bob Baffert horses, comes off a big win, and I don't think she has to have the lead, so that could help her. And then Seismic Beauty is obviously getting better. You have the shipper coming in for a trainer I really respect, Rudy Brissett, Royal Spa, who chased Torpedo Anna last time. So it is a wide-open race. I gave Kopi on the slight edge, but I think I'd use at least two or three in there in playing the exotics.
It's an interesting race, Bob, because Bob Baffert looks like he has the bulk of the speed, both with Seismic Beauty and Ricci, and you know they're not going to hook up and kill each other off. So it's going to be a tactical race, good field in the Clement Hirsch. Lots of good races to choose from as far as the radio play today at Del Mar. And Bob Ike and myself, your picks are available at todaysracingdigest.com. Bob Mazursky, where do you want to go for your radio play?
I want to thank Bob Ike for taking Llamas, first of all. I'm going to go to the last race, and I'm going to take another turf race, and I'm going to take a shot on a horse that's listed at 12-1, Cardiff Crack number 4. Comes off a near miss. He was sprinting on the dirt at Los Al, came flying late and just missed. Now he's stretching out, going back to the grass. He's won on the grass up in Northern California. The race is wide open. I think there's the couple of the horses that are shorter prices on the morning line, to me, look vulnerable, may not want to run this far, so I'm going to go to number 4, Cardiff Crack, 12-1 on the morning line.
Nice way to end the card. If Bob Mazursky's right, 12-1 on the line with Cardiff Crack. And that is named, John, for that the market right up there, right?
That marinated steak that they have.
Tri-tip that they love so much.
Oh, so good.
They call it Cardiff Crack, Bob. So good luck with that, and we will try to get you home. Again, Bob's selections, all of our handicappers, today's racingdigest.com. Good luck, Bob.
Thank you. Same to you guys. Take care.
Let's bring in Bruce Finkelstein now from betonbruce.com. Good morning, Bruce.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. How's it going, guys?
Well, we've seen a couple Vegas connections out here at Del Mar already. When are we going to see the Finkelsteins roll into town?
You know, we're going to try to make it maybe later on in the meeting, so we're going to try to put it together. So I would say
good. Probably,
sometime in late August, we're hoping.
Great. That'd be good. Good to see you, Bruce. Let's look. We wanted you to preview one of our local horses shipping out to Saratoga, and that's Johannes going in the 4-star Dave. That's the 8th race at Saratoga, making his first start since winning the San Gabriel back at the end of the year. Bruce, I really thought this horse had an Eclipse Award-winning campaign last year. I thought he got jobbed a little bit. I thought he should have been the champion turf horse. And they've decided this is where they're going to start their campaign. What'd you think of this race?
I think he's got a shot, but I think there's some vulnerability there. He's a must-use. He's won 8 of 10, second in the Breeders' Cup mile. Here's where I think he's a little vulnerable. The one time he shipped out of town to Churchill was one of his dull races, so I wonder if he really likes it out of California. He's been away a little more than 7 months. That's not ideal. So I think he can win here, but I think there's other possibilities. I'll tell you the horse that really struck me is the sprinter stretching out last time out, who I didn't give much of a look to. Think Big, who won the Kelso on this turf course at a mile. Not only did he win, but if you watch the videotape, there was a horse up front, one of the favorites by the name of Donegal Momentum, who pulled up suddenly on the turn, and he had to check. The rider, Ortiz, had to check, and it seemed like it kind of affected him the worst. He lost his running position, fell back a couple of lengths on the turn, and somehow found another gear down the lane. He came inside the perfect trip horse, Intellect, and really showed a blinding turn of foot. He won. He came the last eighth of a mile in less than an 11-1, so not only did he win, he won with trouble. And there's no reason, you know, his only other route race earlier on was on the dirt at Keeneland. So maybe it's just that he doesn't like the dirt. But I thought his win over the track was very eye-catching. He's a nice price. I would put him on top of the three Johannes. And the horse is going to be up close all the way, the hard-knocking number eight, Deterministic. But I got to take a shot with the four horse here, Think Big, at 6-1.
Bruce, I just have to say, I remember that race that Johannes ran at Churchill. He had a brutal trip that day, so don't let that discourage you. He was buried, and I thought he came running and ran huge. I know because I bet him, and that was Derby weekend 2 years ago, and I had to physically walk out of the race book so as to cool off a little bit. So okay. I remember that race vividly. John Lindo.
I was thinking the same thing, Bob. I'm glad the trash can wasn't here. Would have got another dent. As far as races today, last week, Bruce, I cashed in your radio pick, Nona Lynn, $6 over at Saratoga last Saturday. Let's get our first radio play from you. Usually you go outside the state of California for your first play. Where do you want to go?
Yeah, let's stay at Saratoga. I'm going to go to the 10th race. Kind of a familiar trainer that we know a little bit, Bob Baffert. And believe it or not, Flavian Pratt aboard on a horse is going to be a decent price. That's Cash Call number four. First of all, let's talk about Baffert in this race. He's won this race three times with Gamine, Contested, and Indian Blessing. So he knows how to win the test stakes. She was ultra impressive, second off the layoff, winning a 6-furlong race. Last out, she was the heavy favorite. She won the summertime Oaks at Santa Anita, but she had to work a little bit. I think the 7/8 distance should be perfect for her. I think she's got maybe the best last eighth of a mile in here. I think she's got a lot of fitness coming off the route race also. There should be a legitimate tempo up front to set it up for her, not too far off the pace trip. And she'll be a decent price. So I'll go with the four Cash Call. Another horse to seriously consider is the two Kilwin, who had a very impressive stakes win at Churchill Downs last out. She's a narrow second choice for me, but I like the four Cash Call. I would also consider the two Kilwin in an exacta box.
And, Bruce, where do you want to come back to Del Mar, I assume, for your second radio pick?
Well, there's a lot of high-end glamour races, but the handicapper in me, I'm going to go with a low-level race that maybe not a lot of the public's going to look at. Let's take a look at the fourth race. Yes, this is a maiden $20,000 field, but I think there's a horse of interest for me here in the five, Savelle. She's been away 11 months. She hails from a barn, Cynthia Kelly, a very small barn. She's only started two runners. She's won with one of them. I like these small barns, especially with competent trainers. This horse blew the start in its debut. She hopped in the air, and right after she hit the ground, she was bothered by a horse that kind of pushed her out after the start. If you watch the tape, she made a good move inside. I thought pretty much continued on gamely. Was beaten five lengths against a better field. She's got a series of workouts that look okay. She drops to the basement level off the layoff. I like the low-profile connections here at a price. So race four, I'm going to go with the five, Savelle, with long shot riding Ayuso aboard at 8-1 on the morning line.
And that'll try to make it 2 weeks in a row for Bruce Finkelstein. Bruce, tell us what's available today at the website.
It's a fun day of racing, isn't it? We have the full card at Del Mar, an 11-race package. Also, the last six races of the day at Saratoga, that's the combo platter with audio. We have the best bets at Del Mar. And as a third option today, the last six races at Ellis Park. They have an outstanding card today at Ellis Park, three stakes races to end the day. That's option number three, all at betonbruce.com. Before I leave, real quick, I just wanted to get some feedback. Is it me, or did the stewards screw up yesterday at Saratoga? In the Hall of Fame with Zulu Kingdom, he got taken down. And the second place horse, Luther, got put up. He was bothered on the first turn. Here's my question. I know you guys watch. I don't think he's the one that caused the problem in the race. I really thought it was the horse in the middle by the name of Tiz Dashing with Javier Castellano. They showed an overhead shot. I don't know. Maybe I'm losing it, but it looks like they blew that call to me, guys.
Well,
what do you think?
Stay tuned, Bruce, because we have Hardoon on the next segment, and he has a fairly strong opinion about that
really?
Call that may be in agreement with you.
That's a shocker that John would actually have.
That's a nice tease. I like that.
All right, Bruce, betonbruce.com. Knock 'em dead today. We will talk to you again next week.
Have a great day, guys. Take care.
Hey, John, just before we break real quick, the jockey that he's using on Seville, Armando Ayuso, I've been very impressed with this guy. Big improvement. He's riding the turf course well. He does his homework. A young, improving, sharp rider. I think this kid's going to be okay.
He's patient out there, and he can work his way through traffic. He's a good rider, and like you say, he's caught my eye on the grass, and this is a tough course to ride.
Yeah, it sure is. Let's take our next break. When we come back, the aforementioned John Ardoon from the Ragus and Sheets, Scott Shapiro. That's the next segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
For over 55 years, Today's Racing Digest has been dedicated to the survival of the horse player. What sets us apart? We combine over five decades of rich analytics, cutting-edge AI and data science, and boots-on-the-ground track experience to bring you the ultimate blend of sharp numbers and expert insight. That's why tens of thousands of horse players have trusted the Digest since 1970. Each edition delivers a masterclass in handicapping, loaded with exclusive figures, smart angles, and proven tools built to help you beat the board. Short on time and just need an edge to start cashing in more tickets? Check out our tip sheets and race day picks from a stacked roster of battle-tested handicappers like Bob Ike, Bob Mazursky, and John Lindo, guys who grind the game daily, not just sit behind a keyboard. With our new expanded coverage, we've got every big meet covered this summer. Del Mar, Saratoga, Monmouth, Kentucky Downs, and more. So whether you're playing coast to coast or at your local track, grab Today's Racing Digest on track at Del Mar or online at todaysracingdigest.com. Create your account, pick your track, follow your capper. It's that simple. Today's Racing Digest. Smart data, sharp insight, serious results. Can't make it to Del Mar from downtown San Diego? The Gaslamp Tavern is now open for satellite wagering. Located just blocks from Petco Park, take advantage of the great food and beverage menu while watching and wagering on races across the country, including Del Mar. Post time each day is 10 a.m. Get into the action before walking over to your next Padres game. Group reservations and private parties are welcome, too. The Gaslamp Tavern, 868 Fifth Avenue in San Diego. For more information, log on to GaslampTavern.com or call 619-858-8862. Make sure to say hi to owner Rick Borbo when you cash in your next winning ticket at the Gaslamp Tavern. See you at the Gaslamp Tavern soon. From Santa Anita to Del Mar to key race meets around the country, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections and featured races throughout the country available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Exciting nighttime action continues at Los Alamitos with another great weekend of racing at the track of Sunsets and Stars and the best of quarter horse racing on Saturday and Sunday nights. Make your plans to join us tonight to watch the fastest horses in the world, quarter horses. And don't miss racing's best bets, our early and late pick fours. And remember, we'll also add $10,000 to the pick six on Sunday night if there's not a carryover. You'll have a great time at Los Alamitos. We're also open daily for the best of the simulcast action from Del Mar and around the country. Enjoy all of the daytime simulcast fun in style in our beautiful Vessels Club with outdoor patio seating and great views of the entire track. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681 or join us at Burgart Sports Bar featuring more than 60 TVs showing the best of racing and more. We're all about the horse players. It's the track of Sunsets and Stars, Los Alamitos Racecourse.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
There's a backseat level.
Welcome back to Thoroughbred Los Angeles. Bob Ike, John Lindo from the Del Mar Press Box. John, speaking of Del Mar, we've got the Uncorked Wine Festival today, Savory Sunday tomorrow. That sounds like a great deal with $5 Kona beers and sliders, and then free and easy Thursdays. So lots of stuff going on at Del Mar.
Yeah, Thursdays, free admission, a free seat, free program. It's a great day to come out. It's a cost-effective day to come out on those Thursdays. And people have been taking advantage. The attendance have been good.
Up at Legacy Ranch, our friends Pete and Ed Perella, they're going to have a new sire standing up there for 2026.
I talked to Pete Perella the other day. He told me Tamarando, the stallion for the Williamses, Mr. and Mrs. Larry D. Williams, who's had got off to a good start at stud. He'll be moving to Legacy Ranch for 2026. When we have a stud fee available for you guys, we'll let everyone know.
And finally, John, today's Racing Digest, they've got some summer specials with Del Mar and Saratoga stuff.
Right, good day to try it today. You can buy the entire Del Mar meat for $149. The full meet at Saratoga also for $149, or you can make it available for any track for $199 through September 7th. A good way to check out today's Racing Digest.
Let's bring in John Hardoon from the Rags and Sheets. And John, you always have a very subtle opinion on things, so we thought you were the one to ask about the DQ of Zulu Kingdom yesterday. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Bob. Good morning, John. One of the worst DQs I have ever seen in all my years of going to the racetrack and watching races. It was just an absolute horrible call, and it's pretty funny because they put up a foul, and I say, well, this will take 30 seconds, and then all of a sudden it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes. Once it hits 5 minutes, you know something's happening. It was just horrible. It was Flavian Pratt, who's not a dirty rider. He came over. He was at least a length and a half clear. If you watch the drone shot, the three horse who was in between did all the damage to the two. It was a horrible takedown. It really was. And it was a major stake race too. Well, you know, on races like that, they usually let you play a little bit. It was just
$400,000, I think, was the purse, right, John?
Right, and it was for one of our owners out here from the Pamplemousse.
Yeah, our friend Bill Strauss was part owner, and he was back there. I saw him on the TV feed, John Hardoon. He looked like he had seen a ghost.
Yeah, I saw him in his orange hat or whatever
he
was wearing.
Yes, he had an orange hat on.
Hey, John, happy, and rightfully so. You make the trip all the way from California, and you win the race, and boom, they take you down for no damn reason.
Yeah, that was bad. But some good news out here, John, and something we've been really hitting a lot on. The CAW is at least cut off from the win pools 2 minutes before post. We're not seeing big odds drops, and that's a good thing.
That's a very good thing. At least you can make win bets with some confidence that you're not going to get hammered. You know, why they let them into other pools and don't close those with 2 minutes to post? Well, that's just another story for another day. But since they're having success doing it on the wind pool end, why not do it and close all CAW with 2 minutes and give the players a fair shake?
Well, it's a first step, so we'll take what we can get to get going. Hey, John, I want to wish you luck. You have Mama's Gold in the Whitney today, so you're taking on the big boys with Mama's Gold. So first of all, luck, best of luck there. And I got to think, at the very least, Mama's Gold is going to be on the front end today.
Well, we're going to the lead. You know, the problem in New York is they just don't write New York bred stake races going long. So you have a choice. You could run in a claiming race, or you could, you know, face the big boys. Obviously, we're in the deep end of the pool here. That being said, you know, why not? Let's give it a shot. He deserves it. He earned it. You know, he was claimed for $25,000. He's earned over $400,000. So we're giving him a fair shot. We need a lot of luck, obviously, and I was hoping for about 7 scratches. I got one.
Well, best of luck. Either way, you're in the Whitney. That's an accomplishment to begin with, so good luck there. Let's get a couple of plays from you. First of all, I'm going to assume we're going to go to Saratoga on a great card today, the Whitney card.
Yes, we're going to look at the 7th race today, and this is the late part of the card is really terrific, really terrific. Full fields. I love the number 1 horse in here, Hold My Bourbon. This is a 4-year-old Ridgeling who made his last start for Safi. His last start was first time for Safi Joseph, and this horse just improved dramatically. I love the rider switch to Jose Ortiz. I love the 10-1 on the morning line. I like number 1, Hold My Bourbon, to win today's 7th race out of Saratoga.
And, John, you're going to come out to Del Mar for your second play?
We are. We're going to look at the second race today, guys. And I really love the number five horse in here, Charlie Foxtrot. This is an improving horse who's getting better with each start. Two dirt races, both good enough to get the job done here. He's been gelded since his last race. Abel Lascano rides, who's off to a pretty good start at the meet. 3-1 on the morning line. It is a pick five single. Second race today, number five, Charlie Foxtrot.
John, tell us what's available today at the website.
JONHJRDOON.com. Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today, all Saratoga and all Del Mar. By the way, if you're playing Del Mar and you're on the East Coast, the last race goes off at 10:45 this evening. So,
John, you're going to have so much adrenaline pumped after shocking the world in the Whitney. You'll be ready. You'll be ready for anything. Good luck today, John.
Thanks, guys. Stay safe and be well.
All right, that was John Hardoon. Let's bring in Scott Shapiro. He's been doing work all over the place, including Twitter this morning. Good morning, Shapper.
Good morning, guys. Yeah, I think Mama's goal would keep Hardoon up for a week, not just
I would think so. Hey, you were up early on. Yeah, Twitter, X. I still call it Twitter. I'm gonna stay with Twitter, Shapper. And you had a guy on that I'm a big fan of, Travis Stone, today.
Yeah, Travis has become a good friend of mine. Obviously, a very top-tier race caller, amongst the best. And I think, you know, at this point, you could put him up there, you know, with some of the best in the game, and just does his work. And, you know, he's a good handicapper, too. He's at Saratoga all summer, not calling races. So he's doing the work just like we do. And it was a fun conversation.
Well, he's a good horse player, too. I know that, Scott. And I tell you what, you've done the work all around. You know, we have that Kentucky Downs preview day at Ellis Park. Obviously, Saratoga and Del Mar, huge cards today. Where do you want to go for your radio play?
I'm going to go to the back of the Saratoga card, 649 Eastern, 349 Pacific. It's a maiden special of the inner turf for Phillies and Mares. And I like the number 7, Two-Laid Baby Doll here, 6-1 on the morning line for Al Stahl Jr. It's a filly that makes her third start since arriving in the States. She gets an upgrade, a rider upgrade from James Graham to Ricardo Santana Jr., who's been riding very well. Finished second last out and didn't have the cleanest of trips that day, was run down by the favorite for Brendan Wall. I think today's the day for number 7, Two-Laid Baby Doll, 6-1 on the morning line in race 13 at the Spa.
Race 13 all the way to the end. Okay, Shapper, good job. And it'll be a long day, but hopefully a very productive day for all of us. So have a good one today.
You too, guys. Tremendous cards all around. Should be a lot of fun.
All right, that was Scott Shapiro. Let's take our final timeout. When we come back, Toby Kellett, Michael Rona, final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles here on AM 830 KLAA and on the Angels radio app.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old Del Mar. Take a plane, take a train, take a car. There's a smile on every face and a winner in each race. Where the turf meets the surf.
Here's a guaranteed winning daily double. Tacos and tequila Saturday, August 9th at Del Mar. Tacos from the best taco shops in town, plus specialty margaritas and cervezas. Go to DMTC.com to get your tickets now, which include 5 drink tickets, a racing program, and a tip sheet. It's tacos, tequila, and great racing at Del Mar.
Where the turf meets the surf.
Satellite wagering has returned to San Clemente at the newly renovated OC Tavern.
Located just east of the 5 Freeway at 2969 South El Camino Real, the OC Tavern has outdoor public seating, a fully renovated dining room, updated food and beverage options, easy parking, and a great satellite wagering room. Catch all your favorite sporting events. Never miss a big race and enjoy the views of the Pacific. Fun and games await you at the OC Tavern in San Clemente. Come back and check us out.
Planning your visit to Del Mar? Make sure to include dinner at the Pamplemousse Grill for a guaranteed winner. Casual yet elegant, Pamplemousse Grill offers quality food that delights all the senses. Chef Jeffrey Strauss invites you to try his many creations from his tenure as executive sous chef and executive chef at Glorious Food. Private dining is available for your group in one of two intimate dining rooms after you celebrate in the Del Mar Winner's Circle. For reservations, log on to pgrill.com or go to opentable.com. Here's a hot tip. On Sunday nights, make sure you try the paella or the spaghetti dinner and choose from a total of 1,500 bottles of wine. Come to where the owners, trainers, and jockeys play after the races. See you at the Pamplemousse Grill, 514 Via De La Valle, right across the street from the backstretch at Del Mar. The Pamplemousse Grill.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the race book? South Point Casino's Racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the Racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our Racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Welcome back to the final segment of Thoroughbred Los Angeles. And John, if you can't be at Del Mar today, and you really should be, what are some simulcast options?
Well, with Saratoga already open, you can go right now to the OC Tavern down here, 2369 South El Camino Real in San Clemente. Los Alamitos is open for watching and wagering. You've got the Derby Room, your stomping grounds up at the Inland Empire at Fairplex Park. And down in downtown San Diego, the Paddock on 5th in the Gas Lamp Tavern. That's at 868 5th Avenue. All open, ready to take your wagers.
Bring in Toby Callett. And Toby, you've got 11 races at Gulfstream today, a small stakes, and the best news, back on the turf. Good morning, Toby.
Hey, Bob. Yes, I'm ready to give you a double dip for one for Gulfstream. And I can't turn my back on Del Mar. I'm still in there pitching and trying my best. So.
Well, let's get them because Lindo said you gave him a live one yesterday here at Del Mar off the clocking too.
Yeah, another second. I think the racetrack played against me, but what are you going to do? That's the way it goes. We're trying. That's all I can say. Gulfstream today. We've got 2-year-olds going 5/8 on the turf in the fourth race. Key scratch in there. The one still bulletproof is out. I think the 3 Sphere will be long gone right from the start. Catch him to collect. The numbers underneath in there would be the 7 Neo Zapper, the 4 David Pepperman, and the 2 Uncle Aldo. 3-7-4-2 for a how do you do in the fourth at Gulfstream. And then over to the fifth at Del Mar. I really like the private purchase on the 9 Mongolian Altai. This barn is on fire. Even though Alfrey has been a little cold so far. This is a big trainer-dog combo over recent months. I look for a big, big effort. Main rivals here are the 3 Hawker, the 5 Spearfish, and the 6 Dying Name Joe. 9, 3, 5, 6, I want all the sticks in today's tip at Del Mar.
Well, you get all the sticks, Toby, and then you get yourself back out here to Del Mar.
I keep looking at the flight, so I am trying, Bob.
All right. We'll talk to you again next week, Toby.
Thank you.
Let's go now to Michael Rona. He's down at Los Al, the track announcer there. Good morning, Michael.
Good day, Bob.
Hey, you gave us a little news before the show that Ed Burghardt will be filling in for Jose Contreras on FanDuel TV tonight.
Yes, tonight and tomorrow, Jose's on vacation. And Ed has been recruited and has been kind enough to come to town to be on the set with Ulysses Gomez for the quarters show on FanDuel TV tonight, which will be a real treat for the viewers.
No stakes this weekend, Michael, but I know John Lindo had still going to be interested in playing those races at Los Alamitos. It's a final get-out spot, right,
we depend
John?
On Michael to get us out every Saturday. He did it again last week. He gave us the defending champ, a nice winner at 620 last week. And one other note to Bob and Michael, you know, Ed Burghardt does the morning line down at Los Alamitos, so he's in tune with what's going on down there. He's got a good feel. He's going to be a terrific replacement for Jose while he's on vacation this week, and I'm looking forward to hearing Ed. And, Michael, with no stakes races, it's just a nuts and bolts handicapping kind of thing. So let's have the post times tonight and tomorrow, and let's get a radio play from you.
Yes, certainly, John. And Ed is Mr. Versatility, whether he's filling in for me upstairs in the booth behind the binoculars or downstairs on the set of the quarters. You know you're going to get a polished professional presentation and insight from Mr. Burghardt. So it'll be great to have him on the premises. By the way, that horse you mentioned that I picked last week, defending champ on the Governor's Cup Derby, gave trainer Scott Willoughby his 100th stakes win at Los Alamitos. It was a milestone event for Scott Willoughby and part of a big night for him and for Ed Allred. They had several of the stakes winners on the big California Breeders' Champions night last Saturday. As far as this weekend is concerned, yeah, no stakes races, as you mentioned, John. 7:20 is first post. There are a couple of long shots perhaps worth nibbling away at, and I wasn't even sure which to give you, so I thought, oh, I might as well mention both. There's no steadfast rulers. They're limiting me to one.
Absolutely not. No, go for it.
So just at the odds on the morning line, race 6, number 7, Mission Possible, is 10-1 in a strong 2-year-old maiden at 300 yards. Really stiff competition. The two horses have been working brilliantly for his debut, but it's not an easy post to deal with potentially. And the 6-horse Crypto Favorite has terrific form lines, but is very erratic and unpredictable. The 7 Mission Possible raced once back in early May, had come back with a good work, is a half sister to one of the stakes winners last weekend, market analyst. And sitting there at 10-1 for some hot connections might be worth a play. And in the finale, race 9, number 5, the Golden One at 8-1, perhaps worth playing around with also. Eduardo Nicasio on board. The horse was a good winner at Riadoso back in June, comes back to town, has done most of his racing at Los Al. He's not a good gate horse, that's the issue. But the 2 horses, the favourite, and the post position does not suit him. And so just at the odds at 8-1, number 5 in the 9th race also, perhaps worth a shot.
Well, a couple very live long shots tonight from Michael Rona, who's trying to make it 2 weeks in a row.
No, he's done 2 weeks in a row. He's going for the hat trick.
Oh, I mean, I'm shortchanging you,
no,
Michael.
No, don't shortchange
me. We've had runs where Michael's given us about 4 or 5 weeks in a row. So maybe we're going to get on one of those streaks. Again, Michael, losalamitos.com, a wealth of information showing the gate works is always a valuable presentation there.
Yes, losalamitos.com has a catalogue of all of the gate works, free access to all of that, and plenty more on the website.
Well, have a great night. Have a good weekend. We will talk to you again next Saturday, Michael.
Thank you, gentlemen. Hooroo.
Hey, John, a couple news and notes before we're done. Thistle Down was forced to cancel their racing this week. They're having problems with their track. They fired the track man. This seems like a mess there at Thistle Down.
Yeah, they've had 8 consecutive cards canceled just because I guess there were rocks in the track and they were having problems with the maintenance. And now Heise is involved, so they have to get clearance from Heise before they get back to the races. No set date for the start up again.
Couple standings here, news and notes on the standings, John. Jockey race is tight. Antonio Freisu and Juan Hernandez at top with 12 each. And in the trainer standings, Peter Miller's got 7. Mark Glad and Bob Baffert, 6 each. Phil D'Amato's right there with 5, as is Michael McCarthy. So we're only a third of the way through, but these are going to be competitive races all the way down to the wire.
All those guys have big barns and live barns, and it's going to be interesting, especially with the graded stakes races coming up.
And again, 11 races today, 2 p.m. post. The feature is the Grade 1 Clement L. Hirsch, and that's an outstanding race today, John. A field of 7 going in there. Well, we're about out of time. I want to thank Elise and Christian Inside. Thank you for co-hosting. Good to have you back, John. Mike Willman will be here from 8 to 10 tomorrow. Mike's back in town, and Andy Harris follows us. So stay tuned for the SoCal Restaurant Show right here on AM 830 KLAA. Have a great weekend. Cash some tickets. Good luck at the races. We will talk to you again next Saturday.
Where the turf meets the surf, down at Old El Mar.